Nolte, Suburban High School Yearbook Debunk Sox Bronx Girl BS. By John Nolte on June 26, 2025. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's, DNY, ongoing biographical fraud, where she falsely claims to be a Bronx girl, took a major hit this week when State Assemblyman Matt Slater, RNY, produced a Yorktown High School yearbook with a photo of teenage Ocasio-Cortez. If you're a BX, Bronx, girl, then why are you in my Yorktown yearbook? Give it up already, Slater wrote on X, which included the photo of a page from the 2004 yearbook with a photo of then-freshman Ocasio-Cortez. Ock's family moved out of the Bronx in 1994 when she was 4 or 5. She actually grew up straight through to high school in the swank suburb of Yorktown Heights, which is about an hour from the Bronx. The 2000 census tells us Yorktown Heights was 90% white with a median family income of $138,000. She then went to Boston University, graduating in 2011. Only then, 17 years after moving from the Bronx, did Ock move back to the Bronx to become a bartender and socialist politician. Ock got herself called out by Slater after she responded to President Trump by bragging about being a Bronx girl. Trump launched the back and forth earlier this week when he accurately called Ock one of the dumbest people in Congress over her absurd call to impeach him after the successful obliteration of Iran's nuclear program. "Mr. President, don't take your anger out on me. I'm just a silly girl," she responded on X. "Take it out on whoever convinced you to betray the American people and our Constitution by illegally bombing Iran and dragging us into war." Then Sandy from Westchester added, "Also, I'm a Bronx girl. You should know that we can eat Queens boys for breakfast. Respectfully." With those teeth, she could eat a Queens boy in a suit of armor. "My family lived in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, until I was 12. We then moved to Ousman, Wisconsin, where I, barely, finished high school. If asked where I grew up, without even thinking, I say it's Dousman. Those were my formative years. Those are the years I best remember." Ock claiming she's a Bronx girl is a joke. She's a suburban chick, a Yorktown gal. The biggest mistake a politician can make is not being authentic. Ask Mitt Romney about that. Ask Hillary Clinton about that. Trump has succeeded in becoming the most consequential politician of the 21st century, in large part by stubbornly being himself. Ock has national ambitions. This kind of posing could quickly undermine her. Never forget that Ock grew up in upscale Yorktown Heights and then pretended she had never seen a garbage disposal before. Like Trump said, "Dumb." John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.